What is it about the brain that fascinates you?
What fascinates me is that it is the most complex entity in the known universe. You have this 3 kilograms of fat, and yet the most incredible capacities come out of it. I'm Ian Robertson. I'm Professor of Psychology, Trinity College Dublin. I was the founding director of the Institute of Neuroscience here. I studied psychology and then I trained as a clinical psychologist. What the wonderful thing about working in clinical psychology was, it gave me a fascination with behaviour change and what it is that determines whether people change, if they've had problems, for instance, or even if they've had brain damage or all sorts of other emotional difficulties, for instance. So I became very interested in the interface between mind and brain and how the two things could influence each other. When I started out in this area doing the first research on rehabilitation of brain damage, it was in 1984, and I used to give lectures to students and I'd say, the brain is not a muscle. Once dead, a brain cell cannot be regenerated. So I was quoting Cahal and Luria, and I was wrong. Plasticity is where you get changes in the physiology of the brain contingent on particular types of activation of that part of the brain. And there's different kinds of plasticity. So any time you see a person for a second time and you recognize that person as someone you've seen before, that recognition depends on physical plasticity in the brain that happened at the time of first seeing them. One of the features of aging, your brain becomes less plastic, but there still is plasticity. So it becomes tougher and you get less dramatic changes, but you still can get them. But with the younger brain, and particularly the well-educated brain, has a capacity for plasticity which is quite remarkable. And there are always limitations to this. If you've lost a huge proportion of your brain tissue due to an accident or a stroke, it may not be possible to recover the lost function. But nevertheless, there is a remarkable capacity, and the younger and the better educated the person, the greater that capacity is. First of all, you have to have a good IQ. Now, that's something that's probably half inherited and half developed, but your years of education bank an effect in your brain that has remarkable protective effects. But as you get older, ongoing mental stimulation from leisure activities, from job complexity, are hugely influential. They maintain a brain that's more robust and better able to deal with disease. But finally, as thinking young, there's evidence that people who have negative expectations about getting older actually begin to walk significantly slower over a 2-year period. So actually having a positive attitude to aging will give you a certain amount of protection as well.